Luna's in Capricorn, and today is Astrologic Marie Kondo Day. Welcome to episode 33 in season 6 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Friday, July 23rd, 2021.
Ciao!
Leo's soul reaches an exact quincunx to Piscean Jupiter in his opposition to Virgo Venus at 5:10 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, you've given away, or might even have thrown away, something you dearly love to have back right now. Hey, regrets like that are common enough, even if you're not a pack rat or hoarder. It's just you've finally come across the exact solution you were holding on to that thing for in the first place. Oh well. Leo Venus, exactly by quintiles Capricorn Pluto, in his prolonged but waning yod with Piscean Neptune and Leo Mars at 6:16 a.m. Okay, so this is the exact right response to that earlier frustration. It's called letting go. And let go, that's a mantra that will bring you more than a little peace going forward. Luna by quintiles Mars at 8:24 a.m. Hey, letting go is an extraordinary lifestyle. And it's not a different take on Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo is a different take on letting go. Luna opposes Cancer Mercury in his/her trine to Neptune at 8:53 a.m. This is more of that Marie Kondo slant on things, figuring out what stuff makes you happy and what doesn't. That, too, is all part of letting go. Luna sextiles Neptune at 1:32 p.m. Interesting that once you clear up that space in psyche, you have an opportunity to see what holding on was displacing. It's an optional but worthwhile meditation. Luna conjuncts Pluto at 5:34 p.m. and goes void of course for 7 hours and 38 minutes. Oh, look at you being all practical about letting go. Just don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay. Luna biquintiles Venus at 6:37 p.m. Expect to find the perfect creative use for one of those things you'd been holding on to and still have. In fact, it's so old now that it qualifies as kitschy chic. Hey, you wouldn't have been able to see this if you hadn't cleared the field. Luna reaches a quincunx to Mars at 6:49 p.m. No. That is anything but chic. It's not even kitsch. It's just fugly. Let it go. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao. A tutti.